welcome to another edition of Election Corner. This program serves to inform you of the key regulations that guide the election process in Dominica. In today's program, we focus on the need of employers to allow employees time off to vote, the prohibition of intoxicating liquor, the prohibition of banners, bunting, and loudspeakers on polling day, prohibition on congregation or assembling, and the influencing of an elector. Employers to allow employees time off to vote. Every employer must permit each elector employed in the establishment to be absent from work on polling day for 2 hours in addition to the normal midday meal hour. No employer can deduct from the pay or other remuneration of the elector or impose upon or extract from the person any penalty because of such absence. Intoxicating liquor. No intoxicating liquor shall be sold, offered for sale, or given away at any premises situated in any constituency in which an election is to be held and to which a Licenses Act applies at any time between the opening and the closing of the poll on polling day. Loudspeakers, bunting, ensign, banners, etc. prohibited on polling day. No person shall furnish or supply any loudspeaker, bunting, ensign, standard or set of colors, or any other flag to any person with intent that it shall be carried, worn, or used on motor cars, trucks, or other vehicles as political propaganda on polling day, and no person shall, with any such intent, carry, wear, or use on motor cars, trucks, or other vehicles any such loudspeaker, bunting, ensign, banner, standard, or set of colors, or any other flag on polling day. No person shall furnish or supply any flag, ribbon, label, or like favor to or for any person with intent that it should be worn or used by any person within any constituency on polling day as a party badge to distinguish the wearer as the supporter of any candidate or of the political or other opinions entertained or supposed to be entertained by such candidate, and no person shall use or wear any flag, ribbon, label, or other favor within any constituency on polling day. Any person who contravenes any of the provisions of this penalty section is liable on summary conviction to a fine of $10,000 or to imprisonment for 1 year. Prohibition on congregating or assembling. During the hours when the poll is open, no person should assemble or congregate within 100 yards of any building in which a polling station is situated. Every person who contravenes or fails to comply with any of the provisions of this section is liable on summary conviction to a fine of $400 and to imprisonment for 6 months. Influencing an elector. During the hours the poll is open, no person should, in any public road or within 100 yards of a building used as a polling station, seek to influence any elector to vote for a candidate or to find out for which candidate any elector intends to vote or has voted. Every person who contravenes any of the provisions of subsection 1 is liable on summary conviction to a fine of $3,000 and to imprisonment for 6 months. This has been another edition of Election Corner.